Danny, or should I say Hodgson Mini Miss 1992?
How did you find that out?
The internet is a wonderful research tool. Is it right?
Yeah.
Very good. Pre-Wasps, what were you up to coaching-wise?
Coaching-wise, well, I've been coaching, like, full-time coaching since I was 28, so probably about the last 7 years. So pre-WASP, I've been the RPA pathway coach, at London and South East for the last 3 years. Before that, I was in Australia coaching for a little bit. And before that, I was what was the REC, but same thing, PPC, so the East. Done a little bit of stuff with MAV, done a lot of stuff with Stanford. That's probably it.
So you've obviously had a passion for the sport then from an early age.
Yeah, definitely. Like, my whole family's into netball. So my mum made us all netball players before we were even born, to be honest with you. So, yeah, been coaching since I was 14, all at Turnford. And, yeah, I love the sport. I think it's great.
What's the important skill in particular you look for in a player in the squad? Is it maybe somebody with a netball brain?
It depends. It's so different. I think there's certainly things that people need sort of a minimum requirement to do. So in terms of, like, you know, I don't know, their skills, so whether it be their movement or their catching, throwing, shooting, whatever. But actually, for me, it's more about character. And I would definitely be swayed to select definitely have a preference of players that are determined, want to work hard, want to improve. And I think that'll always push people over the line. Like, I can think of heaps of athletes I've been coaching, and if they come to you at a certain point, and you can always sort of tell the ones that maybe have been the best for a little bit, but those ones that are sort of almost beneath them are the ones that have that passion, that drive to want to work hard, to want to be the best player they can be, and they tend to be the ones that will go on and up, and those are the players that I'm definitely drawn to.
Somebody with that little bit of spark then?
Yeah, someone who has a bit of fire in their belly.
You met plenty of important people in coaching, no doubt. Have you got a bit of advice that you try to pass on to your squads?
For me, it'd always be about them trying to be the best players that they can be. So whatever that be for the people that I coach. So I work with loads and loads of different athletes, and, you know, some of them will go on to represent, and I hope that some of them will go on to represent, you know, the senior squad in, say, Commonwealth Games or, you know, World Champs and stuff like that. And there'll be some athletes that will be Super League players, and then maybe some athletes that don't even get that. But for me, it's about finding an enjoyment within netball and just being the best version of you, so being the best player that they can be. And that's about them working hard, putting in the time, putting in the effort, and going playing as much netball as they can.
The under-21s obviously had such a good season and gave it everything. Was there a secret to that?
A lot of hard work. I think we worked on a couple of things, and where it was actually such a short season, we didn't have heaps of time to then, like, play a game and then go back and do something completely different. So it was quite, I guess, repetitive in terms of our themes, and we just really stuck to what we'd set out to do. And that was, when we are in possession of the ball, just to basically cherish it and score off it. So, you know, whatever situation we got the ball from, whether that be centre passes or turnovers, whatever, it was to make sure we could get it into a shooting opportunity. And we were really fortunate to have some amazing shooters that we could just trust that if we give it to them, they're going to put it in the net. So, yeah, that was our thing.
Plenty of good memories over the season. Mm. Maybe the home games at the Ricoh stick out?
There's a few. I mean, our first game was against Northumbria, and I think for all of us, and especially for me and Jen, you know, there was an element of nerves because very new to the squad. You know, they were new to me. We sort of had, obviously, pre-season, but you kind of don't really get a feel for what's going to happen in competition. And it was just, like, nervous going into that. First time I've coached competitively at that level, you know, done some stuff with some other players and things like that, but never been in that competition environment. And ultimately, that's what it's all about, isn't it? When you're playing netball, as much as, like, you want to train and stuff, actually the reason that people are there is because they want to play and they want to play well. So that was really nervous, the first game. Like, Ricoh's huge, and, you know, everything about it, and being part of, like, this WASP franchise and the WASP legacy, like, yeah, definitely that was nervous. So it was good to see him on court and be like, wow, pretty good actually. So took a lot of confidence from that. And then other big games at Ricoh would have been, bizarrely, when we played Stars, I was really nervous, and I think Jim probably was too, but it was more that it was a game that you have to win that game, whereas some of the others, you know, you're going to be close with, with Stars. Like, it was like, right, we have to beat this. So I was kind of nervous at that. And then just really enjoyed it. One of my favourite games probably would have been when we played Storm at the Rico. And it's just because actually it was two really good teams with such a high-scoring game. And it was just some absolute quality netball that was being displayed. There were times within that game when both teams probably scored within about 5 seconds. It was just, yeah, it was nice to see. That will probably be the future of netball. Yeah, they will probably be some of my highlights.
How have you seen the influence of George, Lucy and Fran on the others in the squad from obviously being in the seniors? Is it noticeable?
Yeah, it is. And they just have probably a little bit more confidence and they're a little bit more savvy in terms of how to play. You know, Fran has been absolutely brilliant for us. And I think it's not just her play. It's about she knows when to get the team like fired up. So actually, you know, they've got to step it up a gear, or when they're being a bit all over the place, she's the one who'll be like, right, come on, let's steady the ship. Let's calm this down. And so for me, she was just a natural leader on court. And in terms of how she could control the play, which is largely why I gave her, or me and Jen gave her player of the season for us. Like, she was just brilliant in terms of that. And then you've got Fish at the other end, who I think in one game she scored like 58 goals, which is, you know, ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely amazing. And then Lucy Paris for us was just an absolute constant, really, really coachable, absolutely blossomed at that level. And, yeah, brilliant. Loved them.
It's probably the whole squad, but who else have you noticed in particular that has grown and developed over the season?
Gosh, so many of them, to be honest with you. And it's really tough. Like, it would be all of them. So we had 14 athletes that were involved in our squad, and not one of them hasn't improved. Like, they've all improved. I think that Katie Bowen and Hannah Layton have really, really come on this year and sort of settled and found their position. And a lot of these girls have never really played together before. So it was trying to get them to blend together. We had quite a few pre-season games, and that helped a lot. I think Annabelle Roddy has been brilliant. Like, she just goes out and gets ball, which is really nice. And then you've got, like, Lucy Lister, who's been such a good feeder. And then there were times when we could only play, say, Fish for two quarters, and then you can replace Fish with Sienna, who's very, very similar. You know, again, she's, like, 6 foot plus, plays really similarly. So, yeah, no, but they all improved, and we couldn't have done it without any one of them. And you've got someone like Tanisha Cambo, who's not really been involved in anything outside of the West Mids. And the girl is so rapid and so fast. And there's times when you can put her on an injection of pace or just something a bit different. So, yeah, so many of them.
How good is standards of the under-21s around the league then?
I think we did quite well in the fact of how we recruit some people. So we went to like Birmingham Uni, and there's three of the athletes, which we had to begin with. We had four of those athletes came from Birmingham Uni. I don't know if there's a depth, because we still had like five coming up from the under-19s. And even now, we've still got quite a young under-21 side. But I'm really excited to see how this team can grow and develop over the next few years. And the fact that we'll have quite a few of them in that squad for the next few years, I just think means we're only going to get better.
How much have you enjoyed working with Jen? Do you click well?
Oh, I love it. She's brilliant. I think we're similar but different, and I think we both bring something different to the table. Yeah, I've absolutely enjoyed it. Don't often get to work with an assistant coach. You know, when you're a volunteer in the sport, everyone probably gets spread a little bit thin. So it's been brilliant to have my right-hand girl. Like, we're there on the side together or training together, and it's so nice to have like a sounding board, and we can really discuss what we want to do. And yeah, it's been brilliant. Loved it.
Was there some kind of apprehension, for want of a better word, with the fact that you're going to be part of this whole Wasps brand?
Yeah, really, really nerve-wracking. I think when you come into a brand that is Wasps and it's so big, and there's almost such an expectation, and, you know, our season followed the under-19s and they'd done probably better than expected. And I was like, oh, God, this is pressure. So, yeah, I'm constantly feeling sick when they're playing. It's been interesting, and I've definitely learned about myself and as a coach and how to cope in that environment. But yeah, it's good pressure, you know. It definitely made me want to be better. And when you're out there representing that black and yellow and you see how well everyone else is doing, you want to be part of that work as well. So yeah, I think it just pushes people to be better.
I need to ask you, and I've been asking everybody all season, but Are you Sting? Because I haven't seen you at the same time he's been at the Rico.
No, I'm definitely not Sting. I wish I had the dance moves that he had or she had. But no, unfortunately not me. Can't claim credit.
How do you build?
How do we build? Well, I think we'll probably have a few additional players come into the squad. Some of them will move out because of age or because the travel's been a bit too much. So we'll definitely have a few more players in the squad. And there's some things that have gone really, really well for us this year. And I would say definitely the under-21s being able to train with the seniors and having access to Tamsin, having input with them as well has been brilliant. And I would hope to continue that. I think we'll probably also do some more stuff by ourselves during season. We kind of kept to the same team, so I would look to probably do a little bit more stuff in terms of defence and just to build on what we've done this year.